The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 1st Chapter, Text Number 8, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 9th, 1976, in Honolulu, Hawaii.
So, there are different varieties of sinful activities. Just like there are different varieties of diseases. To become diseased is not our normal life. To remain healthy is our normal life. When we become diseased, that is abnormal condition of life, therefore we want to treat, get out of the disease. Similarly, this material life is the diseased condition of the living being. We are all living beings, but because we have accepted this material body, we are suffering. Matras for sastra cold rivers, Chitosna Sukhudukhala. Now, we require this fan. Why? Because feeling some pains on account of heat. That heat is felt by the body, not the soul. Therefore in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Matras for sastra kol thiyo sitosna sukhudukhada. This material pains and pleasure, they are simply touching this body, not the soul. Soul is always aloof. It's like we are on a car. Suppose there is some accident, the car is broken, but not the person, the driver is broken, the car is broken. But because the driver or the proprietor of the car is too much adhered to the car, and the car is broken, his heart fails. Actually, the person has nothing to do with the car, but because he is too much attached to the car, when the car is broken, he thinks I am finished. Heart is broken. Like that. So, we are part and parcel of God, every one of us. So, we remain always pure, but account of material attachment, we are suffering. This is the condition. Therefore, the disease condition of our present life has to be treated. What is the treatment? To become detached. On account of attachment, we are suffering. detachment. So the detachment, there are many different processes of becoming detached. Karma-yoga, jnana-yoga, dhyana-yoga, and many other processes. But the most perfect process is bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga, that is stated, Vasudevi Bhagavati bhakti yoga prayojita janayati yasu vairagya. If one is trained up to become devotee of Vasudeva Krishna, वासुदेव मिल कृष्ण वासुदेवी भगवती वासुदेव इज सुप्रीम पर्सनल भगवत भगवान भगवती वासुदेवी भगवती भक्ति योगं प्रेरित engage ourselves in the bhakti yoga process to Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then what happens? Janayati asu vairagyam. Then very soon one becomes detached, vairagyam. The bhakti yoga means vairagya vidya. How to become detached? That is the test. Whether I am making progress in the bhakti yoga, the test is within yourself. You haven't got to take a certificate from others. How much you are becoming detached to this material world? That is the test. If you are still attached to the material pleasure, that means you are not making progress in bhakti yoga. It is a test. Just like a bhakti parishan bhava virakti, another parishan. You see, vairagya vidya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his example of life, you are 24 years young boy, and he had a very beautiful 16 years old wife, very affectionate mother. In the family, two persons, the mother and the wife, if they are very, very good, then they are happy life. And the Chanakya Pandit therefore said, Matarasya Grihinasti Bhajyasva Priyavadini Arannam Tena Gantadvam Jatharannam Tathag Griham. At home, if one has no mother, and if his wife is not very, Apriyavadini, does not speak very well. Wife is meant for speaking very well to the husband. That is the husband and wife relationship. So Chanakya Pandit says, if the wife is not very attached or does not speak very well, then does not like the husband or the home. If such wife is at home and mother is not there, this is ideal Indian happy home. But in your country it is very rare, you see. But this is the standard of happiness. So if there is no mother and there is no good wife, then Haranlam Tehragantanda, immediately he should give up the home. He should go to the forest. Why? Forest, the city, I have got very nice home, nice building. No, for a person who has no good wife, neither mother, for him, jatharannam tathag griham. For him, either this home or the forest, it is same. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had these two greatest attachments at home. Very affectionate mother, you have read about Suchi Matas, because he was the only, out of his 10 children, only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the living child of Suchi Matas. So, naturally, she was very, very affectionate to his son, and this Vishnupriya wife, very, very affectionate, beautiful, young, but he gave up. This is called vairagya. No attachment. although there is reason of attachment, but he had no attachment. Takta sudhastada surev sudharajyada king dharmistri ajabhatasa jadagadagandam maya mridadu daitai sitavannadhav bandhi mahapurusati charanar. He left home for the benefit of the whole human society. This is Vairagya. Similarly, the Goswamis, they are ministers, they are not ordinary men. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. Practically, they were governing the whole affairs of government at that time. A very exalted post. So about them also, it is written by Srinivasa Acharya. Takta tunam asi samandala patisane sadastucham. Asi samandala, mandalapati means big, big leaders, big, big leaders of the society. He was minister, so he was associating with big, big men, not ordinary men. But he gave up. In such a position, minister drawing high salary and association, all the big, big men of the country or the society. But he gave them up, sadat tuchava. What is the use of this? This is called Vairagya. Satya turnam, very soon. Satya turnam, asesa mandala buddhise. Not only one. Many, many big men were flattering them. Satvāturnam asesa mandala padisanem sadā kūcchavak. Then what he began? Bhutyā dhīra ganesa kau karunayā kōpīra kandāsukau. They are so affectionate for the poor suffering souls. Bhutyā dhīra ganesa kau karunayā. The Vaishnava is very, very merciful. They are merciful to the fallen soul. Their only concern is how to deliver these fallen souls. They are under the clutches of Maya, suffering. So, various means adopting, just try to save them. This is Vaishnava business. नाना शास्त्र विचार नहीं को निपुनो सद्धर्म संस्थापको लोकानाम हितकारिणो. This Goswami, they were studying so many books, Vedic literature, and found out the cream, how to establish नाना शास्त्र विचार नहीं को निपुनो सद्धर्म संस्था. Sadhana, not cheating dharma, dharma means silly, really, sadhana. So, the sadhana, as soon as we become addicted to sinful activities, then our real constitutional position will forget. We become mad after it, and the disease increases. So here it is suggested that according to the disease are there different types of disease. Some disease is very acute and some disease is not very important. So he suggests that tasmāt pura eva ca iha pāpa niskitau jatita mṛttu ravibhadda ātma. You have to die. That is a fact. Nobody will live here. They are sure as death. So before death, we must finish the atonement or cause sinful activities.
This is Vedavaya.
Pura. Tasmat pura eva iho. Papa niskito. And nobody knows at the present moment. They do not know what is pap and how to get out of it, what is next birth. Everything is unknown at the present. This is the modern civilization. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took one thing, that Chitadarpana Marjanam. They are in gross misunderstanding of life. So, in order to cleanse their heart, to understand what is the position, where they are going, where they are actually, how things are going on, it is due to ignorance. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Chitadarpana Marjanam, Chitadarpana Mahadamadhinita. Unless we cleanse our heart of all the dirty things that we have accumulated, then we have to continue the sufferings of this material world. But if we cleanse, we understand what is our position. The position is that we are part and parcel of God. If God is good, we are also good. Just like gold, and particle of gold. If gold is valuable, the little particle, it may be less valuable, but it is valuable, it is not an ordinary thing. Similarly, we living entities, mamaivam sajiva bhuta, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that all these living entities, they are my part and parcel. Means, as good as I am. Things that manasasthani indrani prakritisthani prakriti. He is concocting, he is manufacturing ideas to become happy. Manasasthani indrani. And with the senses, he is trying to satisfy himself. But because he has no information how to become happy, manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani karsati. Karsati means that is struggle for existence. That struggle for existence is explained by different scholars and philosophers in different way. But actually there is struggle for existence and they are trying to be happy, manufacturing different types of struggle for existence. The other day, who was saying that they have now discovered another way of happiness, flying in the air? Now the sufferers are suffering, what is it called? That is not sufficient. Now they want to fly. Another discovery. This is the law. Manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani kalsati. Actually, they are manufacturing different ways of suffering. And there is no happiness. Simply, the business is going on, manufacturing different ways of suffering. So, therefore, that is disease. This is our material disease. And it is recommended here that before the next death, if we come to the right conclusion, how we shall become happy, then this process of continuously dying and again taking birth and again disease and again old age, then it is not very good. But they are so fools and askers, they do not know how the life is going on, how nature is working upon us. Everything is in darkness. Therefore, Krishna consciousness is the only hope for human. Only hope. It is not a story, it is fact. So those who have come to Krishna consciousness, I request that take it very seriously and read the books and make progress and simply try to understand Krishna, and then everything, all problems will be solved. Thank you.